Madeline, did you see the article that was in the Aspen Times on Thursday morning related to the IntraWest sale?
And yeah, it was kind of a continuation of the Denver Post story that Jason had written about IntraWest.
Jason Blevins, yes.
Jason Blevins.
So there's been some news just in the ski industry in general. Mm-hmm. Why don't you give us an analysis of what the headlines have been?
Skier visits increased a slight amount last year. We had this discussion before. We're still not up to the peak of 60 million. I mean, there were 54.7 million skier visits approximately this year. National Ski Areas Association. The one good thing that there were more ski areas operating, 479 ski areas operating this year, 464 last year, which I think is a good growth trend. Now, obviously the table has been reset with the big guys coming in and buying all these. I've been thinking about this for about the last 2 weeks, and I think it's the time for the ski industry to really take this opportunity to try to grow that market again, that to get up to that, and to maybe in some ways
to get to 60 million.
To get to 60 million, to our high point. More people skiing, maybe prices, they can get a little more competitive in these small areas. I just hate to see them have to take the big deep dive in prices, but how else can we expand this area? Maybe the big guys have a responsibility because they operate so much on public land to make it a little more democratic, to get more people into this. I mean, really, there's so much opportunity right now to make this the sport of the future. Kind of like golf had that giant resurgence in the 80s and early 90s, and I'd love to see the ski industry hop on this as well.
Going to you, Carla Jean, the Glomar Post Independent routinely keeps their readers up to date on what's going on with the bridge. There was a headline in Thursday's paper about employers trying to figure out ways to cut down on traffic for when this thing shuts down this summer. Any real revolutionary ideas there?
There are a couple of entities that have said that they are incentivizing their employees in one way or another. So some examples are the Garfield County government is shifting a lot of its workforce to Rifle during that 95-day detour period, which begins in August. And so that's to help cut down on the number of their people that are on the bridge. Valley View Hospital has a number of clinics and other offices throughout the county. And so that, too, is a way that they are trying to encourage people to reduce traffic on the bridge. If you can make an appointment at one of those other facilities, or if you're an employee who can work at one of those other facilities, they want you to be able to do that.
How's the whole thing going to work for those of us who haven't been paying very close attention?
Well, the bridge will be closed for 95 days starting August 14th, and they will reroute traffic onto Midland Avenue and then down 8th Street and that bridge there.
Is that the route sort of by the courthouse down there?
Yes. So that is not able to hold the capacity that the current bridge deals with. And so it's really important to see a reduction in the number of cars traveling at peak hours in order to avoid or at least minimize the craziness as far as traffic goes. Already we're seeing plenty of bridge traffic down this way. But, you know, when the bridge isn't there, it's going to be a whole different story.
95 days is a long time.
It is a long time.
That's just what it's scheduled. That's just what it's scheduled to. You know, it could be more than that.
Right. We've seen a lot of readers comment and say, well, why are they doing this during the school year? Can't they work at night? Well, what time of day you work doesn't matter when there is physically not a bridge. So that's kind of part of the issue. But then also, you know, summer is the busy season for Glenwood tourism. And so that's
huge.
A factor in why you do this during the school year rather than during the summer. We need that income. So it's going to be quite an experience. And, yeah, traffic, it could be truly severe.